I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The world of ragtime was first influenced by march music popularized by musicians like John Philip Sousa, American composer and conductor of the late Romantic era. The music of Sousa led the way for the eventual birth of jazz in its earliest form. Ragtime, at first an African-American innovation, thrived between 1895 and 1920, with a host of composers including notables like the self-elevated king of rag, Scott Joplin. Ragtime, which literally intersected with street corners and even barbershops, wasn't just performed in African-American communities as dance music. Ragtime hit the big time on Broadway in 1903. Not everyone agrees that ragtime is an early form of jazz. After all, notated compositions were to be played as written, with no improvisation, an essential element of jazz. What's more, the rag didn't include jazz-centric elements like swing. One could even argue that ragtime fits best as a genre within Eurocentric classical music, even as the ever-present pulse of syncopation reigns as a hallmark of the style. Before the emergence of early jazz started casting its famous shadow on ragtime, say around 1895 or so, there were many highly celebrated musical run-ups to the form. Among those leading the charge was an African-American composer, conductor, and violinist from the United States, Will Marion Cook, born in 1869. By the way, Cook was a student of Czech composer Antonín Dvořák, as was African-American composer, arranger, and vocalist Harry T. Burley. Outside of Scott Joplin, Jelly Roll Morton, and a few others, history has unfortunately not been kind to the contributions of many of their contemporaries whose names are equally synonymous with the creation and evolution of ragtime. Joe Jordan, Ernest Hogan, James Scott, James P. Johnson, Fats Waller, Ubi Blake, James Reese Europe, including more than two dozen women ragtime composers. There are many factors to consider when discussing ragtime: the impact of John Philip Sousa, the innovation of the form first shaped by African Americans, unsung women composers, is it jazz or classical or both? And as the discussion lingers on, ragtime is beginning to reemerge, not only in the land of its birth, but around the globe, an affirmation that the style is above all one worth celebrating. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.